Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, hour number two underway on a feel-good football Friday. Why does it feel good? Well, because the Commanders cannot lose. Introducing the IHOP value menu. Speaking of cannot lose, I think I'm going to hit IHOP this weekend. Thai guy is a big pancake kind of guy. All your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your Happy Plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The quarterback position, it is, in my opinion, the hardest position to be consistent at, play, excel, what have you. We all understand that It's gotten harder as it's gone along, right? Athletes are bigger, faster, stronger. There's tighter windows. We're going to have some audio that AMAC found from Cooper Kupp coming up. You want to do that now or do you want to take a call?
Yeah, we can do that right now.
Okay, so basically the setup is Cooper Kupp is asking, like, why it's so difficult, again, to move the football and why offenses are kind of struggling for consistency's sake and all of that, right? So one of the things that I think you are hearing the drumbeat on is more and more defenses, and certainly Houston did it last night, are disguising pre-snap looks, right? Not that that never happened, but teams are playing less straight-up zone, and they are showing all sorts of different looks out of it so that you don't really know exactly what you're looking at. And I got something to follow this, but I want you to listen to Cooper Kupp, right? Great receiver with the Rams for so long, a lot of injuries, now with his hometown Seattle Seahawks. But you'd think that's a guy who's made a living out of the slot and has made a living out of turning defensive backs around, that kind of knows a thing or two about what's going on in the league in terms of passing concepts.
Harder to face defenses now compared to a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, it is. From my perspective, this is from my perspective. So don't get offended. But here we go. So in 2017, 2018, Sean McVay's offense is ahead of the game. There were times we were in place, I'm like, they have no idea what is going on, and we were just manipulating them, moving them to where we wanted to go. It was stupid. 2019, defenses start catching on. There's a little bit of this Vic Fangio thing that comes on. It's like, okay, late in 2018, there was some stuff that's like show that they could kind of stop this offense a little bit. But 2019, you start seeing some more of this cover four, some of the 6-1 stuff. You see safeties now playing things, you know, from depth and being able to cancel things across. 2020 comes, Brandon Staley gets hired to LA. Brandon Staley was with Fangio. Chicago. Staley, in 1 year, puts together the number one defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Staley's thing is all about concept recognition, concept match, being able to be like cancel routes, move on to new things. So now you've got a defense that's not just dropping to spots, but now they're playing the offense.
Right.
Right. And now more and more of this is shifted and molded into this defenses now that are holding these shells and being able to say, hey, you aren't going to see what we're doing pre-snap. We're going to show you late. We're going to bring pressures from all different directions. You know, we're not just going to be dropping into spots. We're going to be matching. We're going to be playing zone stuff underneath. Mm-hmm. Complexity of the defense has gotten so much more because the offenses have also started doing so much more that you have to be able to have answers for it defensively. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and it is fun though.
You should be.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, that's Cooper Kupp. I don't know what podcast or show that is.
Bumpin' Stacy.
What is it? Stacy?
Bumpin' Stacy.
Oh, Bumpin' Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks to them. Good job by AMAC finding that. And I think that symbolizes a lot of what's going on, right? Again, teams are – it used to be, based on everything that I know, defensive coordinators would play zone against younger quarterbacks because it was a lot harder for younger quarterbacks to decipher zone versus man-to-man. Well, then quarterbacks start chopping up zone. Right? We've seen that plenty of times here where the Commanders play a loose zone and quarterbacks just kill it. So then you have to disguise more and more looks and you have to make what looks like a man defense actually be a zone defense with the pattern match thing and so on and so forth, right? And I'm not trying to get too Logan Paulson on you, but I'm just trying to give you an idea, okay? The point is the position of quarterback and offensive coordinator and offensive staffs on a consistent basis are having so many difficult matchups to be consistent. Like, you might figure it out on one or two or three or four or five snaps, but can you figure it out on 35 dropbacks? And the answer often is no. And let me give you just, again, some data, just because people seem to like data, right? The NFL league average in terms of points scored per game is 23.2 right now. Last year, it was lower. Now, as a whole regular season, as opposed to where we're at now, two-thirds of a regular season. But last year was 22.9, okay? In 2023, it was 21.8. So actually, offense or points scored, and that's the key, is going up, right? Up. The problem is, it's not going up because offenses are better. It's going up because special teams are more a part of the game. Kickoff returns and the emphasis and the re-emphasis on that. Field goals. Why? Because teams can't punch it in consistently as much in the red zone, in goal to go. So you get points. Defenses, more sophisticated. They create either more points or great field position for an offense. That's why the points are going up, not down, per game, per team, per league. It's not because offenses and quarterbacks are just carving people up. Sure, some defenses, the Commanders, one of them, the Cincinnati Bengals, another, are really bad. And you're going to have more success against those defenses. But think about it. What has been the case for the rebirth of the New England Patriots, right? Sure, Drake May is a big part of that, no doubt. But their special teams is really good. Their defense is obviously really good. They've gotten back to running the football, especially with Trevion Henderson. Right? That's one reason why they've been able to figure it out. A reason why teams like the Tennessee Titans, teams like the Arizona Cardinals, teams like that haven't been able to figure it out is because they don't do well enough in those areas. Even though they have some weapons, they're putting a lot on their quarterback. And most quarterbacks are up and down, like a roller coaster. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is I've said, and I don't apologize, Jaden Daniels has regressed this year. But maybe, just maybe, A, we should have all expected it. B, maybe it's not a regression in the way that it sounds, but it's a regression to the means. It's like a regression to the rest of the world. He was so out of world good last year against bad competition in a lot of cases, by surprise, with good health, with Terry having a career year, that he took the world by storm. This year, with bad health for both, with more tape, with more everything, they've regressed. And I don't think that's me slapping him across the face and saying, oh, all of a sudden he's not good. But that's how a lot of you take it. If I say he's regressed, you say, he hadn't regressed. It's all the wide receiver's fault. It's all Adam Peters' fault, which is what Dontell and Frederick said at the end of last hour. And there was an argument to be made that Adam Peters should have been even more aggressive. Instead of Debo, yes, he could have gone out and made a trade for George Pickens. He could have gone out and made a trade for DK Metcalf, just using that as an example. Could have signed Cooper Kupp. Could have, you know, done a lot of things. Right? And given Jaden more weapons. But it doesn't always work that way. It doesn't always work that way. And I truly don't believe that Adam Peters did a bad job supporting and helping Jaden Daniels. It hasn't worked out well because of injuries, most notably, to both of those guys and others. And two, other things such as a little bit of a regression to the mean, tougher opponents, tougher defenses, more tape, more everything, more flaws exposed, so on and so forth. But maybe that's just the position. And that's just the league. And that's just what we have to expect when it comes to Jaden Daniels and all young quarterbacks is a roller coaster ride. We'll take a timeout. We'll get more of your calls coming up in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.